After hunting two mule deer successfully, Bill Agler couldn't get enough. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Time to go to northern Idaho for a moose hunt. And I actually had some experience with that moose guide in that the 2 years before, I had also gotten a moose tag for that area. But that was when we had so much snow right before Thanksgiving, and we got snowed out. I couldn't do that hunt. But now, 2 years later, I'm up there for it. And this is up out of Pierce, Idaho, in northern Idaho. The outfitter has a permanent camp in the National Forest up there. We meet about 3 hours away from there. So anyway, about a three-hour drive, and we come to a point the last 7 miles up to his camp. But we're turning off of a main Forest Service road into what's actually a very poor two-track Forest Service road. We turn off, and we go about a quarter of a mile and stop, because there in front of us is a semi-truck trailer that has pulled into this two-track dirt road and gotten nowhere and is totally stuck there. Oh, and he's blocking the road from both directions. So anyway, we stop our vehicles and we go up and we talk to the driver. He's been there all night. He'd been following a GPS signal to try to get to where he was going, and he lost the signal, ended up turning onto this road that no vehicle that size could ever consider going on.
What a problem. You're trying to meet up with your outfitter, but you're stuck. What's next? Next time. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.